A Simple Murder by Eleanor Koons, narrated by Richard Waterhouse. Chapter 1. By late afternoon, William Reese was past Rumford and heading southeast, almost to Durham and the coast. Time to start searching for a place to stay, he thought, eyeing dusk's purple fingers clawing the rutted track. He'd look for a likely farm where he could camp for the night. Maybe some kind farmer would allow him space in a barn. Hollowed out by fury for most of the day, damn his sister. How could she push David, Reese's little boy, out? Reese was tired enough now to fall asleep in the wagon seat. The cluster of buildings that was Durham appeared suddenly from a bracelet of woods and farms. He plunged into the small village. Choose a road, any road, he thought, noting the possibilities branching off the central square. And he saw a tavern, the Cartwheel, if no generous farmers offered him the use of a barn. He turned onto the road, dog-legging south, and soon after spotted a white clapboard farmhouse, rising from a thin screen of trees on the western slope. A weathered red barn rose behind it, squatting on the edges of the fields wrested from the rocky soil. Reese directed Bessie onto the narrow bridge spanning the muddy creek. Perhaps anticipating fresh water and oats, and the comfort of a stall, she jerked into a weary trot. The house was a narrow clapboard, the boards weathered gray, with a small porch jutting from the front door. At the sound of hooves striking the stony drive, the farm wife stepped out from the front door and stared at Reese curiously. He pulled right up to the small porch and clumsily climbed to the ground. Driven by rage and fear, he'd pushed on without a